Hi, GWA. So there's another bout of not being able to sleep. Well, I wasn't even trying to go to sleep because I've been up this whole entire night just watching TV and stuff. And stuff, yeah. I think my first attempt at fulfilling a request that Miss posted, I think 1 or 2 weeks ago, I don't think I did that great because I was talking about only one thing I liked, and yeah, let's get that one out of the way first. And yeah, so she posted a request telling us to talk about things that turn us on while we masturbate. So yeah. So I'm just gonna go ahead and state off the number one thing that I really, really like is just hearing those two words coming out of a man's mouth. Fuck me. I mean, I love hearing anybody say that. It's just, it adds so much intensity into everything that's going on in the bedroom. I especially love it when the guy says it to me. And you know it's a pretty funny story how it all started out. My obsession with guys saying those two words that I like. It's a funny story because it actually started out with it was a guy I liked, and me and him, we were buddy buddies. And so all of a sudden, me and him, we decided that out of nowhere we should have phone sex, and and without thinking, I just thought, okay. I actually and it was during the daytime, so I had to sneak off to somewhere sec somewhere secretive, like my parents' car. Yeah, I had to sneak into a place because I can't do it in my room because there's bound to have people barging in, and you're kind of compromising position. So yeah. So me and him, we decided that day that we start having phone sex with each other. And let me tell you something, that was the most amazing experience I've ever had. Just, and I didn't even expect him to say it. He just said those words to me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me, Melissa. Fuck me. And you know, it's just, it, I was color taken aback. I just could not believe those words came out of his mouth. And how much it turned me on when he said that. And so starts my obsession of guys saying fuck me when they're jerking off or being ridden, being fucked. It doesn't matter what they're being done to. It's just I love hearing a guy say it. Okay, and I love and another thing I really do like. See, I like watching porn. Like any kind of porn I could get my hands on. But mostly, see, I another thing that really turns me on, what I like is lesbian porn. I love girl on girl porn because it's just so, I don't know, it's I don't really know how to explain it, but I just love seeing two girls just go at it with one another. And it goes, and it goes the same for gay porn because I do like a little bit of man-on-man action as well. Now, don't get me wrong, I love straight porn, but I also like I also like variety, and those are the things that always end up getting me off the quickest. It's just watching the most taboo stuff that I could ever come across. And and another thing that I discovered that I really liked. Let's see what else I like. I love it when a man or a woman just sort of kind of has a way with words and just knows exactly what to say. The charm, the pants right off you. Because I love people who are poets, maybe musicians, and everything that has to do with artistic things. And they just it they it, they just carry it throughout their demeanor, and it. It just turns me on so much, and I really have no idea why, because I have huge crushes on singers and musicians because I'm a singer myself, and it's just, I don't know, I think it's just me, just with me being a musician, I connect much better with a musician as well. Yeah. 'Cause I just music it it just it's perfect for everything. And to me it's the answer to everything. Oh God. And also I really do like it when a person just sort of kind of fights you for who should be the dominant one and who should be the submissive one. And see, this is the the usual role play I get into, because even though I'm a switch, I love love to dominate. And it just turns me on so much that a guy or a woman just sort of fights you and just has this sort of attitude, just saying, "Yeah, you think you can own me? Bitch, prove it." And oh, it just turns me on more than anything, and it just makes me fight even more stronger, I guess. Oh, God, I was about to come there. Whew, oh, God. Keep it together, Tark. Keep it together. And just, even though I like being submissive, because I have moments where I do feel submissive, and I think now is one of them. Because I'm trying my best not to come while I'm talking, because I'm not ready yet. Oh, God. And and another thing I come to really, really, really like is, it's been one of my favorite things lately. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I do love writing. Do. I love writing male for male scripts because I just love hearing a man just beg and moan for a cock. It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just, I love hearing a man just sort of give in to his inhibitions and just break down and just admit that he wants a cock in his mouth or a cock in his ass. And I mean, like I said, I am a lover. I am a female lover of gay porn, so that might have a lot to do with that. I just love hearing a man just. I just love hearing a man beg in general. It's just so. So fucking sexy. Hearing him whimper. Oh, especially if he whimpers. Oh my God, that is a huge, 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 huge turn on. Just hearing that bout of vulnerability. And it makes me fucking weak and makes me fucking weak in the knees. God. Oh, and I also love it when I look at these pictures. I'm a butt person. I love guys and girls' butts, especially when they're bent over the perfect shape. And I don't think there's any such thing as an imperfect shape. I believe that. It just. All butts are perfect. I think they are. Especially when they're bent over. Just makes me want to fucking just spank them. Oh. If I should keep talking because I'm trying to figure out what else I like while God. just trying not to come yet, 'cause I'm not ready. I'm not fucking ready. Oh, and another thing I really like is when I love it when a guy just sort of I think I mentioned it in one of my audios a while back. I think in my AMA or something. I love it when guys, when you hold their hand anytime, I mean anytime given, whether you're sitting right next to them while they're driving or maybe just holding their hands while they fuck you. Oh, I just love it when when you hold their hand and they just fucking hold your hand back just twice as tight as you would have. It just shows that they got you. They fucking that they fucking care about you. And I think it's turn on in that they kind of have a bit of a control over you in a way. Because me, as I said before, being a switch, that turns me on more than anything. Just feeling him hold my hand twice as tight as I hold his, it just shows me that he owns me and nobody else should have me. He's only having control of me. Find it so sexy. And of course, another thing I like, I love getting spanked. Yeah, of course I love getting spanked, but it's also even better if you have a belt. Oh, I love getting spanked with a belt. Turns me on so much. Just feeling the sting of the leather hitting my ass. Especially if it comes out of nowhere. Oh God. I just fucking love it. Oh my God, I'm just fucking making it longer than it should be. Oh. Another thing, just one more thing, one more thing. Oh, I just love it when I've recently got into this fetish of biting because there's this one guy I've been messaging, and me and him, we've been just messaging each other some feisty words of exchange of words. And fuck, I it just he makes me want to bite him. And I'm pretty sure that I make him want to bite me too. Because we tease every weekday while he's at work. I tease him. And he teases me right back. Especially when he teases me by sending me all of these audio files of him begging me to fuck him. He knows how bad that gets me squirming. And I just can't do anything about it because there's so many people around. Oh, fuck. He knows how horny it gets me. And of course, we've talked about this, and he's got me into, he's got me into loving, being bitten. The idea of being bitten, anyway. And oh fuck, it's just so hot. Just oh, as you're fucking him and he's fucking you. Oh, you could just feel his teeth just digging into your shoulders or your neck. Oh, just leaving his teeth marks all over you. Oh, that's such a fucking turn. Oh, and I've fantasized about it all the time since then. Oh, about him just biting me as I ride him and as I fuck him. Oh, leaving teeth marks all over me. That was sure as hell good enough for me, too. I can't even words right now. Oh, fuck. Good night, GWA.